Every Tuesday night for the last 10 years, Joan Cheever has come to Maverick Park in downtown San Antonio to feed the homeless. But this past Tuesday, something new happened. The police showed up.
He said we have to have a permit. We have a permit. We're a licensed nonprofit food truck. All of this food came out.
You're licensed by who?
City of San Antonio. So then you...
Cheever is a certified chef and licensed food handler. She also runs the nonprofit called The Chow Train.
So do you have the permit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to see the permit.
Okay. That's good.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
The documents are produced, but there's a problem. They are expired. But Cheever argues to Officer Mike Marotta that the food truck where the meals were prepared elsewhere is in compliance and properly permitted, and that the food was transported to the park in commercial catering equipment, kept at proper temperatures, and using standard food safety practices.
This comes up, and I tell you guys and the mayor that we have a legal right to do this. It comes out of commercial kitchen just like
legal
the
right based on what the...
Cheever is claiming RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That's the federal and state law that protects the free exercise of religion. Marotta shakes his head. He isn't buying it.
Do you have a driver's license with you?
Sure do.
Can I see that, ma'am, please?
You can't. Why?
Well, I'm going to issue a citation.
Okay.
So then you can take it to court and you can tell the judge exactly what you're telling me. Okay.
The 5-foot-tall Cheever isn't backing down and looks incredulous as Marotta starts writing the ticket.
So what's the citation for?
For serving people without a permit. You are not allowed to serve. Okay, that's the city of San Antonio.
So anybody, any good Samaritan that offers food for people that are in need or homeless.
That's great. You are a good Samaritan.
No,
but it's very nice that you're doing that.
But good Samaritans get tickets in San Antonio?
Yes.
Really?
And even as the ticket is being written, the serving of the food to the homeless continues.
Huh? You can serve them. That's fine.
Thank
Finish
you.
Them. You have them in line. I'm not going to not
I'm
allow
hungry.
You. Go
Thank
ahead.
You.
Yeah, let them in.
This was the fourth serving stop for the Chow Train that night, and at each stop, the men and women in need, like Gary, were waiting for her.
We love Tuesday nights. We look forward to seeing Joan and her friends and everything because it's fantastic. Thank you, honey. You're so sweet.
The menu for that night was restaurant quality, farm fresh vegetable soup, lamb meatballs over whole wheat pasta, southern braised greens, and farmer's green salad with roasted beets.
Three-course meal.
yeah,
and sometimes I tell them, they go, okay, chef, what's the price? I go, well, anybody else? $15-$20. For you, for free.
Cheever has also taken the Chow Train to natural disasters around the country, like when deadly tornadoes hit Joplin, Missouri, and Moore, Oklahoma, and when wildfires consumed Bastrop, Texas. Cheever's Good Samaritan culinary efforts have caught the eye of cooking guru Rachel Ray, and she was invited on her TV show last November.
Your grocery store, HEB, they're lovely people. They're giving you $5,000 in gift cards.
But Cheever's next audience may not be so uplifting. She's due in court on June 23rd, and she says she's going to fight this citation.
Meanwhile, Cheever says she's not stopping. On Tuesday, you can find her again at Maverick Park feeding the homeless and, according to police, breaking the law. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.